We are back from our holiday break, but I've got to tell you guys, the day that that break began, I almost kicked things off with a car wreck.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay, what happened?
Well, let me take you back to our company holiday party where I won a 65-inch flat-screen TV, right?
Did you ever get it?
I tried to get it. So I drove myself to Video Only in Linwood where I was going to go pick it up.
Wait, so they didn't just give you the TV?
No, I have to go pick it up from the place. So it's at Video Only in Linwood. They give me the names of the guys. Got to go, you know, give them my ID. It's all set up.
Right.
So I pull up to Video Only and I notice that the very first spot right in front of the store is wide open. And I'm thinking, wow, this is so convenient. I will pull right up here and they don't have to walk the TV very far out to my car. Well, I also realized that I had a bunch of Barrett's crap in the back seat, so I needed to reach back there and clear it so that I could put down the seats and make room for this TV. As I reached back, I realized that I had my car in that, like, brake hold. Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you have this on your car? Where my car was not in park. It was still in drive, but because I had braked all the way, the car isn't moving. So it just keeps your car still, basically.
Oh, okay.
So when I reached backwards.
So you don't have the set, because I know on my car, like, you could have the setting where it'll just, like, stop on a dime, or it'll, like, do old school, like, it kind of rolls.
Yes. So this makes sure that you don't roll.
Oh, see, right? I like the roll.
See, now I like the roll. I disengaged this feature.
Many
because
ways.
When I reached back, I pushed the gas down. And all of a sudden, I feel my entire car go boom up onto the curb. And I'm like, I'm not even realizing what's happening. I'm like, what the hell is this? I slam on my brakes and I almost smash into the concrete bollards that are right in front of Video Only to protect it from being a smash and grab situation.
Oh my
gosh. And there were two people standing on the sidewalk.
You could have hurt somebody really bad.
I know, Steve.
Like, I'm glad, like, of course you, I'm glad you're not hurt, but I this could have been like, imagine Danny if we were like at home and like, I text Danny like, dude, turn on King 5 News right now.
So then, no, it gets even better though, because I don't know if you guys would remember what I was wearing to work 2 weeks ago, but I was wearing my Seahawks Santa hat and my Seahawks Christmas sweater.
Yeah.
So I'm like looking as festive as you could possibly be. And I'm like, I can't just pull backwards into this spot and go in. I have to get out of here. I have to drive away. There's people inside the store looking through the window like, what is with this lady? I got in my car and drove away.
So you didn't even go in and get the TV?
No.
I can't give you a hard time about that because there have been times where I've been like, I'm just so embarrassed. I'm just not going to go in there. And I'm just going to do it another day because of whatever. Maybe I tripped or whatever it might be. I respect that. Have you since then gone to get it?
I'm going to go this week, I think.
Are you going to change, like, your hair?
My mom's like, just drive around the block and go back. I'm like, Mom, I look like Seahawk Santa Claus. I am going to be recognized
as the lady. Take the hat off.
I know, but then my hair was going to be all messed up. You know, it was a whole thing.
Yeah, but you're going to get a free TV.
Well, I didn't go for the last 2 weeks.
So what you're saying is if I go there today and say that,
say
the TV,
that you're me.
I'm Taryn Daly. Don't make fun of me. I know it's a women's name, but that's what I was born with. Give me my TV.
Also, I feel like that's what happens to, like, you know, 85-year-old people when they get the keys taken away.
Yes.
But I have since disengaged the brake hold feature on my Kia because obviously I cannot be trusted with that feature.
I did not like that feature at all. Like, I like my car to still feel like the cars that I've driven over my entire life. I get that maybe that's a better way to go, but it's just, I'm just so used to being like, to have that role that it was just unnerving to me when like my car would just like stop and then
yeah.
Like, it's like, hey, if I just, you know, if you lighten up a little bit, it'll still keep rolling.
Oh my gosh. It was one of the most humiliating things I've done in a very long time. And I'm very grateful that it wasn't worse because it could have been really bad.
Yeah.
Have you had any close calls with your car?
Thankfully, I have that feature now where like when I'm backing up, it goes boop, boop. So I know, like there was one time where I remember I was like, my old car, and I thought I did have the brake engaged. Like I thought I put it in park. And I was backing up to a spot, and then I like let go of the brake because I thought I was in park, and it just kept rolling back, and it hit the back of the wall. No damage was done,
oh,
but
no.
It was like that jarring moment where my car just hits the back of a wall, hits the wall in a parking lot, and I was like, I'm such a freaking idiot. Thankfully, I wasn't going anywhere. Nobody saw it happen. It was just me. Maybe it was on surveillance cameras, but that was it.
Oh, I hope it is on a surveillance camera. Yours and mine both.
I hope you go into Video Only, and they have like a picture of you.
Yeah.
Like, you're finally here.
Oh my God. I have replayed that in my mind so many times since it happened.
What if you never get the TV because you're just so embarrassed?
I might not, honestly. What if they do remember me? What if they're listening to the show right now?
There's a very good chance that the sign is going to be the same employees there when you go.
I hope not. And I also hope that the same people that were on the curb looking at me in terror are not there either.
I'm just glad you didn't hit anybody.
I know. It could have been a lot worse. There were people on the curb.
Dave, have you ever inadvertently hit something with your car?
No, well, I mean, yeah, actually was, what, 3 months into my getting my new car, and I was at the gym, and I was, like, having an off day, and I was just like, I shouldn't go to the gym, but I decided to go to the gym, and I'm pulling out, and I hit, like, I was paying attention to try not to hit the car next to me,
yeah,
but instead, I, like, pulled in and hit the front of my car into one of the stone pillars.
Oh.
And so it's still, you can still see it on my car. On like the front tire well, there's that big like dent in it. Yeah.
That's how it happened?
Yeah, I just oh hit it into gosh. That. And I was like so angry. Like I like literally cussed out myself because I was like, this
why
is
so stupid.
This is only me. Like there was no one else. I should have just been paying more attention. I shouldn't have gone to the gym. That's what it is.
That's always the answer. Just don't go. So Taryn really wanted the TV so bad that she made the TV store a drive-thru. Another person says, I don't think you're going to be able to fit that into your Kia SUV. The size of the box might not fit.
I got to bring a
truck
now?
They said 75-inch, but you're getting a 65.
65.
But I don't know.
I hope so. There's only one way to find out. I got to drive there today,
yes.
Put it into park,
yes.
Turn the car off,
yes.
And then exit the vehicle.
All those dumb functions that you're referring to, they're there for safety.
Apparently, it didn't work for me.
Make people lazy.
Oh, no.
The Daily Mix Show.